In the nuts, $230 cash today. A bit of a wet day today. Showers for Mackay with Sundays on Airlie Beach. Foreshore sitting at 19 degrees. Brampton Island sitting at 18. We're opening up the phone lines right now. We do this every weekday morning.
First calls.
Whatever's on your mind, 13, 27, 10, it could be just about anything under the sun, like what Luke Boner was talking about this morning, about wearing masks if it was enforced.
I would. If the health advice came out, said that you should wear a health mask, or well, like a face mask, I would do it to better be safe than sorry. We'll look at Victoria, current situation. Yeah.
But they also said that when COVID-19 first hit, they said, wear a mask. I didn't wear one. Neither did you.
No, that wasn't really enforced right from the start, though. They said that was to protect you from putting your hands to your face. It's not going to stop it from spreading the disease, though.
Katrina in Slade Point, would you wear a mask if it was enforced?
Yes, I would.
Yeah. Why would that be? Like, I couldn't think of anything worse, trying to drive with a mask on.
Yeah, well, I mean, in the car by yourself, I don't think you'd have to wear it. But, you know, when you're out in public, it's not about you. Mm. It's about your mum, your dad, your brother, your sister, your kids. It's, you know, for a bit of vanity, I'd much rather someone else be safe and myself be safe than, you know. And if you really don't like it, here's a thought. Stay home.
Well, you know what? I think people struggled with that, didn't they? We saw that. And I think, you know, I don't want to say it, but I think Victorians probably became a little bit complacent in some areas. We saw so much lack of social distancing. What do you think about that whole thing in Victoria there, Katrina? Do you think we're on the road to having some more issues around the other states of Australia, or do you think we're safe?
I don't think we've seen the end of it. I'm hoping that somewhere like Mackay we're okay because we're not the big, you know, metropolitan area. But, you know, once it starts spreading, I mean, we had it in Brisbane, but they were able to, you know, minimise it outside. But, I mean, look at what was the news yesterday. People who are in New South Wales had travelled and had tested beforehand and found out they were infected after the fact. It's like...
It's tricky. It's a tricky one, isn't it?
I don't think we've seen the end of it. I think Mackay will be okay. I think smaller regional areas will be okay. Unfortunately, we're going to suffer due to big cities like Melbourne. I mean, all of Victoria is shut down.
Yeah.
But the hotspots are the big areas, not the
small
the
regional
small
ones.
Towns.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to see.
They're the ones that are going to suffer financially and in the economy and stuff.
All right. Yeah. Thanks. Katrina.
Thank you for the call there. 13, 27, 10, if you want to talk about facial masks this morning. If you've got anything else you want to get off your chest, first calls.
Phil's in South Mackay, mate. What's on your mind?
Mate, the bridges.
Yes, got a name?
One of them has to be named Keith Payne, surely. Yes. The man's a legend.
Yeah. Oh, the VC, yes.
Yeah.
I feel like we don't name enough of our bridges or roads and that kind of thing after people who have had some sort of influence.
Mm.
Oh, mate, they named a bridge down in Brisbane after a bloody public servant, so sure they can name it after somebody who's done something.
Oh, hey, public servants they serve a bloody important job.
Yeah, they don't get shot at too often, but...
No, that's just...
Yeah, I don't know about calling a bridge Christine and Accounts Bridge.
So
that'd be pretty funny.
No, it doesn't flow, does it?
What we'll do is really. We'll suggest that to Julianne Gilbert. She's on the air after 7 o'clock with us. All right.
No worries. Thanks, all right, mate. Boys, have a good day.
You too, mate. See you later. First calls. We're taking more of those right now.